All right, so we finished discussing at some length the first line of the bracha of Tekiah B'Shofar. We discussed the idea of a tekiah, the idea of the shofar, why the shofar is for chirus, and we discussed the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, that the shofar of Matan Torah and the shofar chirus came from the Isle of the Akedah, and we discussed the significance of that, what the Akedah has to do with being the source, the makar, of the shofar. So we discussed all of that. I wanted to just add on one last little detail and then somewhat segue from that into what we're going to discuss tonight, to move not specifically onto the next line, but maybe perspective in what the rest of the bracha is going to be. But the idea we've been discussing was the idea of shofar, from the Lashon of Shefer. Shefer means the heart, to bring is the beauty of harmony. Shofar is that which creates harmony, which brings everything together in a way that everything fits together in the way that it should. So I just wanted to, as a kind of concluding point here, this is very thematic in this bracha, that I believe we quoted this Medrash, but I don't remember for sure if we didn't, so here it is now. The Medrash says that Medrash gives a source for, in history, when every bracha of Shemona Esrei was originally said by the Malachim. At some point, when, you know, something happened, the Malachim witnessed it, and they said, you know, this bracha. So the Medrash says that when Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef was reunited with his brothers, that the angels then said this bracha of Mekabes Nizchei Amo Yisrael. So as Yosef and the Shvatim, when they reunited, so then the Malachim said this bracha. So if you think about it, it's a very strange thing that specifically at the point when the Shvatim and Yaakov left Eretz Yisrael and came into what ends up being the beginning of Galus. So it wasn't literally the beginning of Galus. Midrashim said that Galus didn't really begin until Levi died. But either way, they're at the point of their departure from Eretz Yisrael, that it should be at that point that the Malachim say this bracha of the Mekabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael. The Shibulei Leket says that the bracha was at the point of the reunification of the brothers with Yosef, was specifically the point of this bracha, because it was recreating the unity among the disparate elements of Klal Yisrael. You had the brothers who had sold Yosef, and then you had Yosef, and they when they reunited and they created Shalom, it was recreating the Echad of Klal Yisrael, recreating the oneness of Klal Yisrael. And the Maharal says that the word Echad, which means one, is made of an Aleph, a Ches, and a Dalet. The Maharal says it a little bit differently in two different places, but we'll just go with the way he says it in one place, that the Maharal says the Aleph of Echad is Levi, who was the Shevet that was Meyuchad, they were set aside, that they were at the center of the Degalim, was Levi, that's the Aleph. The Ches is the rest of the Shvatim that come from the Gviros, that come from Rachel and Leah, which, including Ephraim and Manasseh in place of Yosef, comes out to 8. And then the Dalid is the 4 children of the Shvachos, of the maidservants of Bilhah and Zilpah. So the Aleph, the Ches, and the Dalid, that Klal Yisrael, literally makes up that Echad, that literally the Shvatim, that they are representative of that Echad, of that commensurate oneness, which is a harmony which comes together to make one. And when that was, when they were reunited and recreated that oneness, that was the Mekabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael, was bringing together the disparate elements, and that's what we were discussing at length the past few weeks, is really the underlying theme of the bracha, is this idea of creating unity out of disparity, and creating shalom, and creating harmony, and bringing everything together into this echad. We're not going to go back through our past 6 weeks of classes, but the idea of chayrus, we discussed, that's really the idea of chayrus, is this idea of everything coming together and everything being around a single focal point. And so that was, it really is the central theme of the bracha, is that achdus, is that echad. And maybe we'll see where we get to tonight, but we might possibly get back to that point in the Maharal, about the Echad by the end of the evening. So I wanted to just discuss Vesanis, that we have the next two lines of the bracha is a little bit of a some seeming repetition that needs to be explained. So the next two lines of the bracha, we have Vesanis l'kabetz gol yusenu v'kabetzenu yachad me'arba kanfos arts. Lift up a nace. We'll talk about at some point what a nace is, a banner, a sign, a something, a signal to gather in our exiles and gather us in from arba, from the four corners of the land. So what is this splitting up? Why is this split up into two steps? It seems to just be one. So Vesanis l'kabetzenu me'arba kanfos arts. What does it need to be split into two stages? One is Sanis Kabetz Gol Yosenu, V'Kabetzenu Yachad. We seem to have these two aspects, these two steps of the kibbutz, which is L'Kabetz Gol Yosenu and Kabetzenu Yachad. So let's try and understand what these two levels are and what's going on here. Conveniently that we're holding in Wednesday right now, Wednesday evening, Yom Chamishi of Parshas V'Yigash. We're going to get a little bit into the Haftorah of this week's Parsha, so we'll get there in a minute, but to discuss what these different levels are. So the Siach Yitzchak, at some point we'll go back through maybe a number of the explanations of what the three levels of the bracha are. The first level, which is the first bava, the first phrase, which we discuss, and then the next two. But just to for the purpose of tonight's discussion, just to focus on one point, which is the Siach Yitzchak and the Dover Shalom, both explain the same idea, that the three stages of this bracha, you have Tekah B'Shofar, and then the Sanes, and then Kabetzenu Yachad, correspond to three things. They say it's the Dover Shalom says this is an idea which is all over Navi and Chazal and Targum Yonasan. He says he's find it all over, but he says that the first represents is corresponding to the Bittul Hashibud, the nullification of the servitude to the nations. Then the next one is, he says, that we gather together in one place, and then we go up to Eretz Yisrael. And the Dover Shalom says that's the way, it's clear that that's the way Geula works. First there's the Bittul Hashibud, the nullification, the removal of the yoke of the nations. Then all of Klal Yisrael gathers together in one place, and then from that one place they go up together to Eretz Yisrael. So, the Siach Yitzchak and Dover Shalom both explain. So, there's these two levels, aside from the Bittul Hashibud, but there's these two levels that first gather together, and then they go to Eretz Yisrael. So, the point of tonight's discussion is going to be to understand what are these two levels, and why should it be necessary to have this one level, this L'Kabetz Galu Yosenu, first to gather in the exiles, and then the next level, Kabetzenu Yachad, Me'arba Kanfos Aretz, to gather us in from the four corners of the land to Eretz Yisrael, that there's these two steps. Why should these two stages be necessary? Why isn't it enough just gather everyone straight to Eretz Yisrael? So what's the idea of these two stages, and why are they necessary? To start, the Maharal in Or Chadash, commenting on it's the Maharal on Purim. So on the pasuk in the Megillah Parak Gimel pasuk Ches is the pasuk where Haman says to Achashverosh, he says Yeshno Am Echad Mefuzer Mefurad Bein Amim and the Asdasos Hamelach Einam Osim and whatever else the pasuk says. But the point we're focused on, the Maharal focuses on, is the pasuk says Yeshno Am Echad Mefuzar Umeforad. There is one nation which is spread out and scattered. And the Maharal, the question he starts with is, why does it say Yeshno Am Echad? Why does it say Yeshno Am? Or why is it? What's it? It's Am Echad. It's one nation. Mefuzar Umeforad. So the Maharal says that there are two levels, there are two madrigas of unity, of echad. Says there's two aspects of echad. One is am, and the other one is echad itself. That's the positive, says am echad. Am, he says, is being together. It's togetherness, it's brotherhood. Being a nation means that you all live together, they're part of the same group. It's brotherhood. That's what being an am means, being together. It's physically being in the same location. It means being part of the group. And echad is ichud. Echad is when everything is combined into one, that it's no longer a group. It's one thing, where the one thing might be made up of several parts. It might be a complex organism, but at the end of the day, it's one organism. It's an organic unity. They're coming, they're joining and becoming one. So this is the two levels of Am and Echad. And Klal Yisrael, Haman was telling to Ahasuerus, when Haman was making his pitch that they should destroy Klal Yisrael, he was telling him, Klal Yisrael, they're goy echad ba'aretz. They exist as echad. They're meant to be, and they get their kiyum, they get their existence from the fact that they are echad, from the fact that they are one. But Klal Yisrael are not living up to that. They're mefozar u'meforad. They're scattered, and they're spread out, and they're scattered. They're lacking in both of these elements of echad. Keneged am, corresponding that which they're supposed to, the togetherness, the brotherhood, they're mefuzar, they're scattered, they're not together, they're all over the place. And corresponding to echad, that they're supposed to be one, they're mefurad, they're mechulakim zemized, they're distinct from each other, they're not united, they're not unified, they're not on the same page, they don't have that unity. And so Haman was telling Ahasuerus that therefore it's really, you know, this is so to speak, a good time to strike. This right now, they're not living up to what they are, and therefore they are the. You know, this is where we have the opportunity to get them. So we'll come back to that in a moment. But to bring out for the Ma'aral, we have these two levels of what it means to be Echad, specifically what it means for Klal Yisrael to be Echad, to be one, is we have this point that Klal Yisrael, that they're Am, and they're Echad, they're Am, they're together, and they're Echad, that they're unified, they're united. So, this week's Haftorah of Parshas Vigash, is took him in Perek Lam and Zayin of Yechezkel, and I just wanted to go through the psukim, the beginning of the Haftorah, to go through it inside, just to bring out the point that we want to see. The Haftorah starts with a mashal. It says, "Vayihi dvar Hashem elai le'mor." Hashem spoke to me saying, "Ve'ata ben Adam, kach lecha itz echad." Take one piece of wood, uksov alav, and write on it Yehuda v'Bnei Yisrael chaverav. Write on it Yehuda and Bnei Yisrael chaverav. Ulakach eitz echad, and take another piece of wood, uksov alav liYosef eitz Ephraim v'chol beis Yisrael chaverav. And write on it Yosef the eitz Ephraim and all of beis Yisrael his chaverav, his friends, his brethren. V'kare rav osam echad el echad lecha leitz echad, and bring them together to be close together, so that they should, you know, joint, put them next to each other. V'hayu la'achadim biyadecha, and then they will become one in your hands. They're going to join together and they're going to combine. V'kasher yomri elecha b'nei amcha le'mor halo tagid lanu ma'il elach. When everybody asks you, what's this all about? Daber le'em ko'amar Hashem Elokim. That I took the eights of Yehuda and I took the eights of Yosef, or this is the eights of Yosef, I took the eights of Yehuda to it, and I put them together, and then they became one in my hands. And you'll be holding them and you'll show it to them. V'daber aleihem, and then tell them the following. Tell them the explanation, what this means. What does this mean? Ko amar Hashem Elokim, hinei ani lokeach es b'nei Yisrael mibein ha-goyim, asher halchu sham. I'm taking b'nei Yisrael from amongst the goyim. V'kibatzti osam misaviv, and I'm going to gather them together from all around. V'heveisi osam el admasam, and I'm going to bring them up to their land. V'asisi osam l'goyach ad ba'aretz, Bahari Yisrael, and I'm going to make them into an echad, into one nation in the land. In the land, what's the land? Land is Bahari Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to make them into one. So the mashal is these two pieces of wood which are being taken and put together. They're going to join into one, and the nimshal is going to take the Klal Yisrael from the Goyim, he's going to bring them together, and he's going to bring them up to Eretz Yisrael. So we have that. There's going to be the first, this, the Matzudas David speaks this out very clearly, that first he's going to put them together, and he's going to hold them next to each other, and he'll be holding them next to each other in his hands, and then after he's placed them next to each other, then a nes is going to happen, and they're going to fuse together. Right? That's what's happening in the mashal of the nevuah. So, and then we have the nimshal, and there's three madregas in the nimshal. There are three levels, three steps in the nimshal. First it says, lakachni mi bein ha-goyim. First it says, I will take them from amongst the goyim. Then, kibatzdi osam misaviv. Then I'm going to gather them together from around. And then, ve'hevesa osam el admasam. Which seems to fit very nicely into the three levels of the Siach Yitzchak, the Siach Yitzchak says in our bracha. The first bracha is the bittul of the Shibud Malchios, right? The bittul Shibud, that's the lakachti mibein ha-goyim, I'm taking them away from the goyim. And then you have the gathering them together in one place, that's kibatzdi osam misaviv, gathering them together from all around. And then you have the karatzeinu yachad, then they're going to go up to Eretz Yisrael, that's the vehevesim osam el admasam. Now, just to point out, it's clear in the Pesukim, that the asisi osam legoy echad ba'aretz, that it's once they get to Eretz Yisrael, that's when they become echad. It's only once they get this. The Malbim makes this point, the Matzudas David also, both of them point this out, that let me find it really quickly. Legoy echad ba'aretz, says the Matzudas David, kisha yiyu ba'aretz, once they're in the aretz. The chosim of harish b'har Yisrael, sham asam legoy echad. That in har Yisrael, there I will make them into a goy echad. So we have basically these three steps, and the first step we're going to leave aside for now. That's the first phrase of our bracha, which we spent a lot of time discussing. But then we have these two levels: the level of gathering them together, and then the level of going up. And the level of going up to Eretz Yisrael is what corresponds in the mashal to fusing the two pieces of wood together. Going up to Eretz Yisrael is symbolized in the mashal by the two pieces of wood fusing together and becoming one. So these two levels of achdus of the Maharal, these two levels, the level of this idea of am, of their being together, and the idea of, and the level of echad, of the unity, these correspond to the two stages of the geula. First you have the madrega of am, first you have the stage where they're am, which was nifgam, that was detracted from by being mefuzar, by being scattered. It's rectified with the kibatzdi osam misaviv, that he's bringing them together, he's collecting them from all over and then bringing them together. And then you have the next madrega, the next level was the level of echad, of the being unified, which the lack was the lack that they were mefurad, that they were fragmented. So that's rectified by the hevesi osam el admasam, which leads to the vasisi osam legoy echad ba'aretz, and I'm bringing them to Eretz Yisrael, and then vasisi osam legoy echad, that making them into the goy echad ba'aretz, then they become this unity, that echad, the becoming unified, united, fusing together, that comes about in Eretz Yisrael. So the point that we need to explain, to understand, is why the Bechina, why this aspect, this idea of Ichud, of Echad, of uniting, of unifying, why is that expressed through the Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael? It's very clear in the Pesukim that's what's happening, that we have in the Mashal, he's putting the pieces of wood together, and then they fuse together. And in the Nimshal, he's gathering them all together, and then they're going to Eretz Yisrael, where they become one. So the idea of this achdus, of becoming one entity, of joining together, that's expressed in the Mashal, and in our Brach and Shmona Esrei is reflected in Kabetzenu Yachad Me'arba Kanfos Aretz, that bringing us together from the four corners of the land, the Aliyah La'aretz, the going up to Eretz Yisrael, to understand why that lines up with the Echad, why the Bechina of Ichud is expressed through the Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. So, Eretz Yisrael is the place is the location of the greatest potential for Achdus. It's the place of the greatest potential for unity. The reason that we see so much discord in Eretz Yisrael today, the reason that we see so much pirud and so much strife and so much conflict in Eretz Yisrael today is specifically because it's the place that has the greatest potential for Achdus. It's the place that has the greatest potential for coming together. And Zulu Mazubar Elokim, that Akash Baruch who created everything, that there's equal and opposite forces, and that to the degree that there's the energy for the positive there, that there's the potential for that positive accomplishment, for that positive energy, so there's the same strength of the negative energy. To put it in different terms, in this context, that the place where the Satan fights the hardest is where the most is, where the stakes are the highest. Right? This is a general rule in the Bali Musar say this, that the point at which you're having the most trouble with, the point what your biggest struggle is in Midos, in whatever it is, that's the place where you really have the most potential. Because you know what? If you have a really easy time being on time to shul, you have a really easy time being on time to shul. So the Satan, you know, you're not getting too much credit for that. If it's easy for you, so you know what? That's not where your potential lies. Where you have the ability to accomplish the most, that's where the Satan challenges you the most, because that's where you're trying to hold you back. That's where the stakes are the highest. That's where the Satan challenges the most. Well, in Eretz Yisrael, there's the biggest nisayon of Achdus, because that's the place where there's the greatest potential for the achievement, for the accomplishment of Achdus. The greatest potential for that energy, for that accomplishment, is in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's specifically there that it's the most difficult. But if you overcome that challenge, it's the place where it has where if you get it, that it's the most intense. It has the capacity for the most intense level of Achdus in anywhere in the world. The Kabatz di Osam. We'll get back to that in a minute. I don't want to leave that to explain. That was just a statement by Fiat. I don't plan on just making Zerus like that. We're going to try and explain why that is. What about Eretz Yisrael it is that makes it, that's the place of the greatest Achdus. But Eretz Yisrael, so we have these two levels. We have the Kibatz di Osam Misaviv, gathering them in from all around, gathering together in one place. Before they go into Eretz, the ingathering, that gathering together, that grouping them together, is really the creation of the external unity of Klal Yisrael. It's bringing them together in such a way that they're all here in very simple terms. It's expressed in physically, they're located together. They're in one place. They've all come to live together. That's the external aspect of the Achdus, that they're just in a very external sense. They're all here together. They're all not necessarily in any internal kind of way, but in a very external way that they're connected. They've left, they've made a distinction. They've left the Goyim. They've separated themselves and are now in their own location. They're all together. And it's corresponding, symbolic of the creation of the external unity of Klal Yisrael. And Mashiach ben Yosef is the one who, the sources tell us, that Mashiach ben Yosef is the one who does this gathering, the ingathering, the bringing everyone together to be from Mibein HaGoyim to be amongst themselves. That's done by Mashiach ben Yosef. And Mashiach ben Yosef creates the border between us and the Goyim, just like in Mitzrayim, Yosef was the liaison between Paro and Klal Yisrael. Yosef was the one who maintained the autonomy of Bnei Yaakov, and he was the geder, he was the barrier, he was the defining point between them and Mitzrayim. Yosef was the one who, while they lived in Mitzrayim, continued to be Omid Lifnei Paro, continued to go and work, and he was the, so to speak, he was the Agudas Yisrael of doing all the political involvement that had to be done between Klal Yisrael and the other nations to create that distinction. Yosef was the one who told Paro, who told which brothers to go to Paro and what to tell Paro in order that he'll leave them alone. Yosef was the one who protected the separation of Klal Yisrael and the rest of the nations. He was the one who created that gezer, created that boundary, and defined externally where Klal Yisrael ends and where the rest of the world is, where the rest of the world begins, and creates that distinction between the two and maintains and protects that distinction between the two. And that's Mashiach ben Yosef. Masofa Yamim is also the one who brings about that distinction, protects that the external integrity of Klal Yisrael in creating that distinction, in separating them off and making them into their own unit. He's the one who gathers them in from Misaviv to Makom Echad to be all together in a purely physical sense, or in an external sense. That's the Mashiach ben Yosef. As opposed to the Vehevesi Osam al Adnasam, that is bringing them back to their land, that creates the internal unity. And Mashiach ben David of Malchus Yehuda, right? That the Losas or Shevet mi Yehuda, that David is the establishment of the Malchus of Shevet Yehuda, and he is the one who is the eternal scion of David, who is eventually going to be the Melech. So that is the representative of the Malchus of Yehuda. He's the one who leads Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Once they come to Eretz Yisrael, Melech Yehuda, Mashiach ben David, is the one who takes over. He's the one who builds the Beis HaMikdash. He's the one who maintains the internal structure of Klal Yisrael. Just like in Mitzrayim, Yehuda was the one who was sent ahead to Goshen to set up Goshen for Klal Yisrael. And the Medrash says, Rashi brings, Yehuda was sent ahead to Goshen to set up the base Medrash, because Yehuda maintains the internal integrity of Klal Yisrael. Yosef is the one who is, so to speak, the protector of the boundaries of Klal Yisrael, and Yehuda is the one who is in the internal workings, the internal running of Klal Yisrael, and creating the substance, which is the pnimius, which is the tochein of what makes Klal Yisrael Klal Yisrael. That's what Yehuda was in charge of in Goshen, and that's what the Melech HaMashiach of Mashiach ben David is also creating. That he's the one who, when they get to Eretz Yisrael, when there's that point of the real Achdus, is accomplished by Mashiach ben David, who creates the internal Achdus of a Klal Yisrael. So to try and get back to the point where we start, what does Eretz Yisrael have to do with this? Eretz Yisrael is the internal unity of Klal Yisrael. Just like Eretz Yisrael is the place of internal unity, as Eretz Yisrael is the land that depends on a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've discussed this many times before, but Chazara never hurts. The Pasuk in Dvarim, not our Pesukim in Dvarim, in Perek Tes, in Parshas Ekev. So the Pesukim are praising Eretz Yisrael. Do I have a Chumash within? Pesukim seem to be presenting what's good about Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk says, make sure you do the mitzvos because you don't want to get kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Seems to be that it's right. Hold on one second. I wrote down where it was for a reason. I'm not sure why I'm in the wrong place. Hold on one second. It's in Shishi, so I must have written down the wrong pasuk. Okay, fine. I wrote down the wrong parak. It's in Parak Yudah, not in Parak Tes. Pasuk says, Ushamartim is called mitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha ayom laman techez ku vasam yirashma es aretz asher atem bovim shama l'rishta, that you should keep all of the mitzvos that I'm commanding you in order that you'll be able to hold on to the Yerusha that I'm giving you. ulaman tarichu yamim adam asher nishba Hashem lavoseichem laseis lahem ulazaram eretz zavas chalav devash. And in order that you'll be able to have long days, you'll be able to last on this land. So we would expect now that the psukim are now going to describe like why that, you know, that's something you should be very interested in. If we're trying to tell you, you should do this. So now we're going to get some encouragement. So the pasuk says, "Ki aretz asher ata ba shama l'rishta," the land that you're coming to inherit, "lo ki aretz Mitzrayim." It's not like Eretz Mitzrayim. Asher yatzasa misham, asher tizra azaracha v'hishkisa b'raglacha kigan hayarek, that you would water it with your legs. I'm sorry, you would plant your seeds and you would water them with your legs like a vegetable garden. Which the Medrash explains, Rashi really brings it, but it explains that it's the Eretz Mitzrayim has the Nile. The Nile is there, it's a big body of water that irrigation pipes. You literally just kicked open the irrigation channel with your leg, and the water comes pouring in. Right? That's what Mitzrayim was like. Mitzrayim was like a Gan Hayarek, it was a garden. Right? It's not like that. V'aretz asher atam ovrim sham l'rishta, the land that you're coming to, eretz harim u'bekaos l'mtar shamayim tishtamayim. It's a land of mountains and valleys, and it gets its water from the rain. Seems to be a very strange praise of Eretz Yisrael. You're leaving a land which has this flowing river, it has this constant source of sustenance, is nothing to worry about. You just kick open the irrigation channel and there you have it. You're going to a land of mountains and valleys. You can't possibly hope that you're going to be able to just, you know, set things up to work nicely. You're going to have to basically just depend on the rain.
In Mitzrayim, you had to physically transport the water yourself, because there wasn't the rain. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem's going to provide the rain for us without having to do the work.
So that's the pshat that Rashi says. Rashi says that saying that, you know what, things are going to be easier for you in Eretz Yisrael, because in Mitzrayim, you know, you had to schlep the water, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to rain right where it needs to rain for you. But the Ramban says that he doesn't understand that. The pasuk says v'hishkisa b'raglecha. You just kick open the irrigation pipe and then the water comes out. As opposed to in Eretz Yisrael, that you have to hope for the water. You have to hope for the rain. So the Ramban says that the praise is really being finished in the next pasuk, which is Eretz Asher Hashem Elokech Dorish Osa, a land that Hashem is seeking out. Tamid Eini Hashem Elokech Bamayreish Hashana Vanachas Hashana, land that Hashem's eyes are always upon it to see it from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, "What's Mayreish Hashana Vanachas Hashana Itim Lara Tova Itim Lara?" That a Kadosh Baruch Hu is following through day by day to judge what Eretz Yisrael deserves today. And the Ramban says that the bracha of Eretz Yisrael was a land where you lived with your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. In Mitzrayim was like someone who, you know what, 18 or whatever age he is, you know, graduates and his dad gives him a credit card, an unlimited fancy credit card, the black card, is that what it is? It gives him the Visa black card and tells him, here, it's unlimited, don't come back, right? I don't want to hear from you again. In Eretz Mitzrayim, they had a constant source of sustenance. You didn't see a Kadosh Baruch in the picture. You know what? As far as they were concerned, a Kadosh Baruch had nothing to do with it. There was no relationship between them and a Kadosh Baruch. Avada, certainly a Kadosh Baruch was in charge of the Nile also. And if a Kadosh Baruch wanted, he could dry up the Nile. But the Hashgach of a Kadosh Baruch, the direct day-by-day Hashgach of a Kadosh Baruch is not seen, it's not felt when you're living in Mitzrayim in a land where everything is just, it's naturally part of the background. It's naturally part of the geography. As opposed to in Eretz Yisrael, you know what? If it rains, you'll eat. And if it doesn't rain, you won't eat. So you better pray for rain. In Eretz Yisrael, if you do the mitzvos, if you are following Ratzon Hashem, so then, v'nasati matar ba'artzecha be'ito, yoreo malkosh, right? If you're following Ratzon Hashem, then the rain comes, and then everything works out well. And if you're not, then it doesn't work out well. It's a land that a Kadosh Baruch, who is Dorish Osa, Tamidei Ne'Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem is always watching over Hashem is always interested in what happens in Eretz Yisrael. It is a land which is dependent on the relationship that you have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz Yisrael is the land of the ultimate achdus, of the ultimate unity, because it's a land which, as we discussed at length when we were that the ultimate source of Echad is Ein Od Milvado, is the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only. Ratzon Hashem is the one and only cheshbon, the one and only factor that matters in the world. And when everything is united under Ratzon Hashem, that's the ultimate source of Achdus. And that's why Chayrus comes from Achdus. Because the ultimate Chayrus, we discussed, is when Ratzon Hashem determines how you live your life. That's when there's that, when there's one and only one point, which is the determinant of what's important. That's the ultimate Echad, and that's the ultimate source we discussed. Not going to get back into that point, but the ultimate source of Chayrus and the land of Eretz Yisrael is the land which is the most open and revelation of that Ratzon Hashem is what's running the show. That Ratzon Hashem is what life depends on. What the world runs on Ratzon Hashem. That is most clearly evident and apparent in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Eretz Yisrael is the land of the ultimate Echad, and therefore this land that has the greatest potential for Achdus. And it's when Klal Yisrael gets to Eretz Yisrael, it's once they go to Eretz Yisrael that then they can become that internal unity. The internal unity of Klal Yisrael is that they are Am Hashem, that they have that Ratzon Hashem is what determines how to live their life. What unifies them, what makes them really an Echad, is not just the fact that they really like each other and they also all really like bagels. It's the fact that they're all united under one mission, that Ratzon Hashem is the determining point in their existence. That's what creates the real Echad, the real unity, the real oneness of Klal Yisrael, and therefore when they get to Eretz Yisrael, which is the land where that's what runs your day-to-day life. That's where they have the place where they achieve this ultimate Echad, this ultimate Achdus. I wanted to put in one more point. Just, I said I would try and get back to tiny bit over time, but we started late. So just one more point that I said I would get back to, possibly to the Maharal, that the Echad, that the Aleph, the Ches, and the Dalet. So it's the Mekatzer Makom Sheyesh Laharech, to be a little bit short, where really should be more at length about it, and not going to be able to substantiate everything about this, but that you have in the word Echad, you have the first two letters, the Aleph and the Ches. Is the Maharal says, Shevet Levi, and the rest of the Bnei Agviros, the rest of the sons of Rachel and Leah, is the word Ach, is the word brother, which is Ach of a brotherhood. Brotherhood means that you are getting along, companion. They're on the same terms. It's when you the Dalid is the Bnei Agviros that changes it from Ach to Echad. It goes from being just a brotherhood to being an Echad, to being a oneness. And I'm not going to have time to develop this point, but the role of the, thinking how to keep this the most concise without losing all meaning to it, the role of Sfarim talk about Bnei Leah and Rachel, the two wives of Yaakov, each symbolized, each corresponded to a midah of Avram and Yitzchak, the midah of Chesed and Gvura, and their children were that midah of Chesed and that midah of Gvura. And the Bnei HaShvachos, the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, their job was to unite, to bring together, is what we call the midah of Tiferes, which is the midah which unites the two opposites of Chesed and Gvura, and brings them together into, creates something new, it creates a harmony out of them, where a harmony out of an impossible fragmentation creates a harmony out of the two of them, and brings them together. That's what the Bnei Agviros represent. They take that Ach, they take the Klal Yisrael just being a sense of, they're both here, but they're impossibly separated in a very internal way, and the Shvatim, the Shvachos, they would add the Dalid, the four of them, or the Dalid, which adds from the Ach to Echad, and makes Klal Yisrael into that ultimate unity, that ultimate being, becoming one entity and becoming completely united, going not just in Am, but in Am Echad. I'll stop here for tonight.